T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You know, I was born in the South. South Bronx.
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games.
Jim Carafano joining us from the Heritage Foundation. Jim, I'm sure you were watching all of this with shock and awe yesterday.
Yeah, I was doing all Syria all the time. I don't have time for that other stuff.
Well, I mean, the Mulvaney thing blew up, and then the Pence announcement came out that there was a pause?
Cessation of hostilities.
Yes, yes. What's your take on that? Did they pull something off yesterday? I mean, is this a big deal that the U.S. was able to get them to slow down?
I think the U.S. was making, the best of a bad situation, which honestly, I think from the beginning was all we were really capable of doing. People somehow think that we are pulling strings in Syria, and we're not. Do you ever ask yourself, how could a couple of hundred Americans jump into the middle of Syria and organize a war against the caliphate? And the answer to that's really easy. It's because nobody wanted the caliphate. Everybody was happy to let us go in and partner with the YPG to kill the caliphate. But that doesn't mean that we could dictate to people what to do on the ground in Syria. We only have a couple of hundred troops. And so the Turks were going to do this. As a matter of fact, ironically, by getting rid of the caliphate, we made the job easier for them. And there was nothing we were going to do to stop them. So I think organizing this kind of ceasefire, the bloodshed between the Turks and YPG is needless. I think it's a good thing. I think the U.S. is still going to have a footprint. We're still going to conduct counterterrorism operation. We're still going to be chasing ISIS down. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see if it holds. But it already has lessened the degree of violence. And so I think it is. I think the U.S. has done a positive, and it also shows we're not leaving the region. I mean, if we were just walking away, the president wouldn't have, saddled up the A-team and sent them over there to negotiate
right.
with Turkey.
Right. No, it's a great point. I had Chris Wallace on here yesterday, and earlier in the week I had John Shimkus, the congressman here from mm-hmm. Southern Illinois. And, both of them are full on that this was avoidable. We weren't going to go to war with Turkey, and they equated having those troops there just like the DMZ.
Yeah, I think that's just false. Absolutely not true. The Turks have been wanting to do this for a very long time. I was in the army for 25 years. You don't just pick up a phone and say, oh yeah, go ahead and invade, and then the guy invades the next day. I mean, that's weeks and months of preparation, organizing, doing logistics. I mean, the Turks were going to do this. And look, does anybody honestly think in their right mind that the Americans were going to sit there like a little baby Alamo and fight off the Turkish army? I mean,
no.
The Turks aren't stupid. They knew that we weren't going to do that. So, I mean, I respect both those gentlemen a lot, but if that's their military analysis, then they're just, it's just greatly flawed.
Well, I'm interesting to hear that. I just, again, and I'll say this because I had Jim Talon on the other day, it's an area of the world that most of us don't understand deeply enough, all of the tribal conflicts that have gone on there.
Yeah.
We're talking about what? I heard yesterday this strip of land in northern Turkey is about 20 miles wide. It's like, or 20 square
right.
miles or something like that. It's not a big area.
No, and it is long, but because essentially what Turkey's trying to do is get control of which essentially is an uncontrolled border between
right.
Turkey and Syria. But, I'm with you. I am shy. I had no idea there were so many Syria experts in the world and so many military experts. I am stunned. I think Heritage has been wasting their time paying me all this time to be an expert on this stuff, when apparently everybody's an expert on Twitter, and they don't, paying to have experts, I guess. I don't know what they were thinking.
In fact, there are 354 of them in the House who voted on that joint resolution to oppose what the president did in Syria.
Well,
there's all kinds of people out there.
So we have conclusive evidence that the U.S. did not greenlight the Turkish incursion.
Yes. Right.
So we can't be objecting to that. The U.S. has not left Syria, and we have not abandoned the Kurds because we just negotiated a ceasefire for them. So if we haven't abandoned the Kurds, we haven't stopped fighting ISIS, we haven't pulled out of the region, and we didn't greenlight Turkish invasion, what exactly are we condemning here?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're telling me you're a little like Hunter Biden. You need to go explain to your boss exactly why you're worth all that money they're paying you.
No, yeah. Nobody's paid me that kind of money. Experts aren't worth that money.
I'm just kidding.
People that work hard are not worth, you know, $1 billion for a week and a half of vacation time.
Yeah. Boy, that's the truth. Jim, listen, I always appreciate your expertise, sir. Thank you for bringing us up to date on that.
All right, thanks for having me, man.
Have a great
weekend. Hang in there, St. Louis.
Yeah, we'll do it. All right, we'll see you soon. Jim Carafano right there from the Heritage Foundation. Just plain common sense there, folks. Laying it out the way you need to know what's going on over there. It's his job to study that area, just so you know that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.